Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Keith, congratulations. Keith was the winner of the prize package, tickets for four to a game of your choice, courtesy of the Wichita Wind Surge and KFH, your sports radio choice. We appreciate it. Keith, congratulations. All right, Jacob, a couple of odds and ends before we finish up on a little OTD on this Friday, July 1. Getting ready for the 4th of July weekend. Hope everyone has a good, long, and safe one. Oakland, it appears, might be on their way to getting a new ballpark, waterfront ballpark, maybe. Some of the political voting has gone the way that they need it to, and the San Francisco Bay Commission has voted to allow them to move forward with what could be a $12 billion project. There's a few hoops they'd need to jump through to get it. I think that'd be great. It's the only thing left in Oakland from a professional sports standpoint. Okay, we'll see how that goes. Rob Manfred, in interviews by The Athletic earlier this week, talks about the possibility of expanding by two cities, potentially. So where do you expand if you're Major League Baseball? I'm going to give you Vegas and Charlotte. That seems to make the most sense for me. Maybe Vegas, you have some sure. others. Vegas, yes.
Vegas for no sure. Question. Whew. Off the top of my head, yeah, Vegas is a no-brainer. Just trying to think around the region here. Charlotte makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
You don't have, you know, you does. Wouldn't be the reason I think Charlotte makes some sense, weather, growing area. And I don't mm-hmm. think that you're trying to encroach there on some hard existing fan base.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the beauty of Vegas, too,
yeah.
Both growing areas. But you're not going to go into Charlotte and be like, oh, this is way too entrenched into Braves territory. You know what I mean? I mean, it is, but
yeah.
I don't think people would have any problem getting behind a team like that. I think you got to look at growing areas. You know, I think you start in Texas. Is there anywhere else in Texas where you could imagine a team going? I mean, San Antonio plays double-A baseball right now. So
right.
I don't think San Antonio or Austin or anything like that.
Those would be the
New
two.
New Orleans,
those would
no.
be the two that would make the most
New
sense.
New Orleans, maybe.
One in the West.
I don't think New Orleans. They haven't really supported the Pelicans.
No.
You know, Tampa, there's not really, you're not going to try to go to like Orlando. Yeah, I think Charlotte and Vegas probably make the most sense, I think.
Yeah. So we'll see about that. Pretty good article, by the way. And it spun a little bit more of a human touch for Rob Manfred, who, you know, doesn't always do the best to promote himself in a positive way with baseball fans. But be that as it may. Royals opening a series tonight against the Tigers. Brad Keller. Is it surprising to you that Brad Keller is 2-9? 2-9. I think of Brad Keller as the Royals, a better...
Because the Royals suck and they can't win any games. I guess, no, it doesn't surprise me.
4.56 ERA.
I wouldn't look at any...
So.
Right. I'm not going to look at any win-loss record for anyone on the pitching staff and read too much into it. This is not a win and loss determines your effectiveness kind of year. Not that he's been good. I mean, he hasn't even... He's been a little below average, probably? On what you, I mean, maybe a fifth
starter. Yeah, he's had a couple of really good moments.
50 ERA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's had a couple of really good moments. So, but yes, generally average to slightly below average, probably. But anyway, but they open up a series against the Tigers. It's one of those series that someone's got to win, right? I mean, the Royals at 27-47, the Tigers at 29-45. Ugh, man, that's the kind of series only a mother could love, right? I mean, let's face it. So, but I'm trying to think of the Dodgers and the Padres are playing, and that's interesting right now. I'm all about that.
We're at that point of the baseball season where it's just sort of bubbling to the trade deadline, get to the All-Star break. I mean, baseball's problem. The reason we're just searching is because this college football stuff, this Deshaun Watson stuff, and now a KD trade are just sort of dominating our attention. Because I can do, you know, I don't normally pay a ton of attention to the NBA free agency other than just like, okay, what happened today? But now you throw in a Kevin Durant trade, we're paying attention. College football is by far the most interesting thing to me. And man, this Deshaun Watson case, Bruce, one day you hear the league wants a year, but they're going to have to concede to less than that because they don't want to drag it out. The next day you hear the NFL is pursuing these case by case, and they could be going for up to 30 games.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what to think. The legal part, or not the legal? Sorry, not the legal part. The suspension part of it, with the neutral judge part, is over. Now we're just waiting on the ruling. But every day, you get a different vibe for what could potentially happen. We seemed certain that it was going to be a year, and then there were a lot of reports that they're not going to have much of a footing to try and appeal that, so they may just concede it to whatever. But then yesterday, it's like, oh, well, no, they're going to pursue these four or five different times, right, each time, and they're looking for like five, six-game suspensions. It's like, well, okay, this is more like what we thought that they would do. So I don't know.
I know this. The hearings are done. And they were done this morning, and there is no timetable for an announcement of suspension. And I know that this is an independent arbiter, but correct me if I'm wrong, is the NFL bound by any ruling, or do they use it as a guide? Because it seems to me that Roger Goodell ultimately has the say on how long or complicated this suspension may end up being. It's a really interesting, unfortunately, it's a really interesting case playing out, providing a very interesting and hopefully not sought after precedent for things in the future, let's hope. But here we are. There's a lot of things hanging in the balance. A lot of things hanging in the balance. The least of which to me is Deshaun Watson's future, fine. You know, this is a bed that you made. But, man, it's going to be, it's really potentially seismic. I heard indefinite yesterday for the first time. We'd been hearing 1 year. Do you think that the NFL put that out there as kind of like a trial balloon to see how it would be reacted to? And then yesterday I think indefinite.
I think they put it out there to protect their butts because they're afraid they may not be able to appeal whatever the judge comes up with. You know, you had the report that the judge was upset of how public this was, how much of the public eye this was playing out, and was going to go for six or eight. The NFL, because of the way things are bargained now, understands how difficult that appeals process might be and how much it would continue to draw out. So, yeah, I think they leaked it out there to try and win the court of public opinion and saying, this is what we want, this is what we want. And then they can concede because they don't have a choice. But then yesterday, the fact that you heard they were pursuing this as five separate things changes everything right back the other direction even further. So I don't know. I do think the league wants the public to know they want to suspend Deshaun Watson for 1 year or more. That's what I think. They want, you know, whether that happens or not, I think they're trying to tell us that's what they want to happen.
Yeah, they're kind of cloudily transparent. You know, they want to feel like they're being somewhat transparent in the process, but they, I think, want to retain their options to go multiple ways with some understanding about how things will play out in the court of public opinion. It's not exactly baking your cake and eating it too, but there's some level of that kind of in a very uncomfortable position for all. So, I don't know. I do know this. Camps open in 26, 27 days. You got to have something done before then. And I don't know which direction it's going to go. So, amazing that this has taken as long as it has. But that's how the wheels of jurisprudence grind, apparently, at least in this case. All right, we'll take a break, come back. We'll get a little OTD for you here. Last segment of the week coming up. OTD on this day, July 1st. It happened in the world of sports. A very first time for college baseball on this day. You might not believe when it happened, but it's all coming up. We continue. Sports Daily on a Friday. Albrecht and Hurdle, Jad Chambers producing. We're back in a moment.
Mornings. This is
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.